Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Yuma, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim, the two goats for Yom Kippur. Mitzvasan, their mitzvah is, you Shnei and Shavin, both should be the same. And the Mishnah is going to tell us how they should be the same. Bimara, in their color, either both white or both black. Uvakaima, in their height, both should be the same height. Ubedam, and in their value, both should cost the same amount of money. Uvalekichasan ke'echad, and both should be purchased together at the same time. However, Sakta Mishnah Vaitre, v'yavl pisha einan shavin, if lamaisa, they're not the same color, sharing their kasher. Lokech echad hayayim, if you purchase one today, v'echad lamachar, even though, as we explained before, in lechatchila, you're supposed to buy them together, ksherin, they're still kasher. But Tanur explains how we learn all of this from different psukim. Zakta Mishnah Vaitre, mes echad mehen, if one of them died, Imachala Higril, mess, if before the girl was made, mess, that's when it died. So things would be simple enough. All we have to do is zikach zug l'sheni. In other words, we're going to buy one more sa'ir. That's going to be the pair for the second one. We say the second one, we mean the surviving sa'ir, the one that didn't die. Now, in a way, that's the simple case. What would be far more complicated is if one of the sa'irim died after we made the girl. As the Mishnah says, Vaiter, the Mishahigril of after the girl was made mace. In this case, Yavi Zug Acher. We're going to have to bring another team, another two seer. The Yagril Aleim Betchila, do the girl all over again. Wait a second. What do I do with the one I have left over from the previous girl? Well, the Yoma we're going to say as follows. Let's take a look at what happened. Im Shal Shem Mes. Let's say, after we made the previous girl, the one that was supposed to be L'Hashem, that's the one that died. So now I have two more Seirim. I'm doing a new Garul. So Zesha Olol of HaGarul L'Hashem, the one that's now going to be the new one L'Hashem, the girl is going to pick that L'Hashem. Yiskayim Tachtav, that's going to take the place of the first one. The Imshel Azazel Nes. Let's say, from the original pair, it was the one that was marked L'Azazel that died. So Zeh, this new Sawyer, Sha'ola Olol of HaGarul L'Azazel, that the girl picks to be the one L'Azazel, Yiskayim Tachtav, that's going to take the place of the previous Le'azazel Sayer that died. Now, either way, there's one left over from the first Gairo, the one that didn't die. So, Hasheni, that second one, let's say the one Le'azazel died. So now I have two that are L'Hashem. One that was left from Gairo number one, and one from the new Gairo. So with one, I'm going to do the Kapara. And the other one, what do we do with the other one? Vasheni, Yire, it's going to be allowed to graze Achi Yistov until it gets a mum. What happens after it gets a mum? The Yimacher, it's going to be sold. Yipludamav l'nedava, and the money is going to be used for Karbanes Nedava when the Mizbeach needs Karbanes. Zakta Batanura, so I have two that are L'Hashem. Which one am I going to use? The second one of the second group, that's the one that's going to be sent out to graze until it gets a mum. The second one of the first team, that's the one we're going to be makrif, if it's shalv l'ashem, or that's the one that's going to be sent down the mountain, if it's the one that's lazav. Wait a second, but don't I say that once a carbon is no longer usable, it stays possible forever? No, there's a rule, says the Batanura, ein balechayim nedachim. That's not true for live animals. There wasn't any real problem with the one that was left over from the first girl, other than it didn't have a chavrusa, so to speak. Well, now that we can match another one to it, it's fine, it could be used. So let me ask you something else. There's a halacha. When it comes to a carbon chatas yachad, let's say I'm a kabbal upon myself to bring a chatas. You can't donate a chatas, but it means I'm a chuyev a chatas. And it became possum. So the din is that they take it into a special house until it dies of hunger. Now this is a carbon chatas, this sawyer. So how come we're saying over here that if we have an extra one, in other words, it can't be used, that we allow for it to graze until it gets a mum? So the Mishnah explains, that din of taking it into a house is only by a chatas yachid. The reason over here with the extra chatas, we say there's a different halacha, that it's allowed to graze until it gets a mum, and then we use the money for nedav after we redeem it, is because she'ein chatas tzibur mesa. A chatas that belongs to the tzibur, like this sawyer, over there there's no halacha that it has to die. At least the Tanakhama holds that way. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamus. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even in this case, even with a chatas tzibur, the din is tamus. It's taken into a room where it's allowed to die over there. And which one dies? The second one of the first team that was left alive.
Rabbi Yehuda holds even a chatas tzibur is also mesa. But Oidam Rabbi Yehuda, furthermore, said Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, let's say the blood of the Sarah chatas spilled before they had a chance to do the zrika. So we have no dam to do zrika over here. But what about the other one? What about its chavrusa, so to speak, the one that was supposed to go la'azazel? Yomus ha-mishtaleich, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That also is taken away to a house where it's going to die. Why? I understand the problem with the one that was marked Lashem, the dam spilled. But what's wrong with the other one, the Sar Lazazel? Why can't that still be used? Well, the problem is, we're going to have to replace the Sar Lashem. We must have the Zrik of that dam. Without that, the Avoid of Yom Kippur is puzzle. That's learned from the Psukim. And the only way to replace it is by doing a new Gairo. That means that the first one, the first Sar Lazazel, is inusable. Wait a second, didn't we say before that Balei Chayim Einam Nedachim, that if an animal is alive, even if it becomes unusable, you can still use it? Well, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Yehuda holds even Balei Chayim Nedachim. When it comes to Karbanes, once it can't be used, even if we fix the problem, it's too late. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Nishpach Adam, if the dam spilled of the sire, which was marked Lashem, which the girl picked Lashem, Yamas HaMishtaleach, its partner, the one that was supposed to be Lazazel, has to die as well. And the other way around, let's say after the first girl, Mes HaMishtaleach, the one that was picked Lazazel, that one died, Yishafech Adam. Literally, we have to pour out the dam of the one that was marked Lashem. It can't be used. We have to bring two new Seirim and make a brand new girl. Now, the Batanur explains over here as follows. The MS, if you don't do Zrika Saddam, the Avoid of Yom Kippur is possible. But if you don't send the goat down La'azazel, that doesn't pass on the Avoid. We learn from the word Chukah that all the instructions of Yom Kippur are indispensable. They have to be done. But that's only in regard to the Chalakim of the Avoid that are done by Big Day Lava. The Sar La'azazel was done by somebody else. We'll soon see who does it. But it wasn't the Kayin Bibig De Lava. However, the Batanura explains, there's a pasuk that says that in order for the Kaparas Hadam to work, in order for the Dam of the Sore Lashem to work, the other Sawyer that is destined to be thrown down the mountain, that has to be able to stand alive. At the time that we are applying the Dam, you have to have another Sawyer that is alive. And if that other Sawyer died beforehand, then the Kapara of the Dam is not good. That's why if the Mishtaleach died, I can't even go ahead with the dam of the one that was picked Lashem, which didn't die, because it doesn't have a partner to stand there. And the only way to get another partner to replace it is to make a new gyral. Now, once I make a new gyral, I can only use the animals from the second one, because in this case, being that the first Sar Lashem became possible after it was shechted, everyone agrees that it can no longer be used. Okay, let's quickly chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that the two Seirim of Yom Kippur, the mitzvah is they should both be the same color, same height, same value, and they have to be purchased together. However, b'di'evet, if they're not the same, it's kosher. Even if you purchase one today and the other one tomorrow, or later on, b'di'evet, it is kosher. What if one of them died? If one of the two died before the gyral, then things are simple enough. Just buy another one for the second one. Give the surviving one a new chavrusa, so to speak, a new member to the team, and now proceed with the gyral. And the gyral will decide which one is Lashem and which one is La'azazel. Where it gets a little bit complicated is if one of them died after the Gaidal. But don't worry, even here we have clear instructions. First, we bring another two Seirim, we make another Gaidal. Then, if the one that was Shalshem Meis died of the first team, so the one that was Ola Olav HaGaidal LaShem, according to the Tanakhama, Yiskayim Tachtav, that takes the place of the first. If the one that was Lazazel died, so he says, Zesha Ola Olav HaGaidal LaZazel Yiskayim Tachtav, that takes over the one that is La'azazel. But either way, now have one extra sire. So the second one of the second group that we set out to graze, we allow it to go out to graze until it gets a mum. then it's no longer roi for a carbon, and we sell it. We use the money la karbanis nedavah when the mizbeach doesn't have any karbanis, like we learned in Masechta Shkalim. So let's remember what we said over here. First of all, we're sending out the second one from the second group to graze until it gets a moon. That means we're using the first one from the first group. But I thought once something can't be used, it's nidachim. It can no longer be used again, even after I fix the problem. And the answer is the Tana Kama holds, ein balichayim nidachim. That's only after it's shechted, not when it's still alive. Second thing. So I have your achatas that can't be used, because I have two chatoyas that are l'shem. So what are you telling me? Yeroach yistoyev, I allow for it to graze until it gets a mum. I thought there's a din that a chatas that can't be used has to die. You take it into a house until it dies of hunger. And the answer is, again, the Tanakama holds, that's only by a chatas yachid, not by a chatas tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees really on two counts over here. First of all, he says, even by a chatas tzibur, we also say, tamus. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second one of the first group, the one that didn't die originally, it's going to be sent off to a room now. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even a chatas tzibur is mesa. We don't say, we allow it to graze until it gets a mum. And furthermore, Zakt Rabbi Yehuda, let's say Nishbach Adam of the Sarei Chatas, the one that was set to go Lashem before the Zrika. We don't have the dam. The other one has to die. Yamas HaMashtalayach. That's because Rabbi Yehuda holds even Bali Chayim are Nidachim. Right now, this Mishtalayach from the original team, the one that was set to go Lazazel can't be used because it doesn't have a partner, too late. Even if we'll get it a partner, once possible, always possible. And if Mes HaMishtaleach, let's say the one that was supposed to go Lazazel die, then we have to spill out the dam of the one that was marked Lashem. Here even the Tanakama would be Maida, because once it's shechted and you can't use it, everyone holds. You can't fix a problem afterwards. And this dam I can't use because the Torah tells me, before you use the dam, there has to be another one that's still alive that's supposed to go Lazazel. That's how the Kapara of Yom Kippur works. So, even if the one that is Lashem was shechted and I have the dam is ready to go, but if the one that was supposed to go Lazazel died, I have to spill out the dam of the one that was marked Lashem, I have to buy two new ones, make a new gyro, and as we explained, even the Tanakama would be Maida in this case.